I'm Brett Mitchell, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Caden, and I'm 13 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Caden, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of William Tell Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Keep your ears open. The answer to this week's Quizlet will be in today's episode. We've been working through all the parts of the William Tell Overture, and on the very first day, we played you a piece of music you might recognize. Here it is again. That piece of music is officially called the March of the Swiss Army, or Revolution, but you may know it as the theme song to The Lone Ranger, or maybe your parents know it. Anyway, many Americans are familiar with that piece of music. The Lone Ranger started out as a radio show on WXYZ and crossed over to television in 1954. Might have been something your grandparents watched on television or your parents saw in reruns after school, like I did. The Lone Ranger was kind of a cowboy superhero who wore a mask and righted wrongs. Here's the introduction to his show with Rossini's music in the back.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
So what does this mean in the context of Rossini's William Tell Overture? Well, in this instance, it's not just one cowboy righting wrongs, it's the whole Swiss army. So this is the part where the Swiss army comes to the rescue and liberates William Tell's town. And that's why it was picked for The Lone Ranger and why you might hear it often anytime good guys are coming to the rescue. Because in this instance, in the opera, they are. Here's part 4 of the William Tell Overture, March of the Swiss Soldiers. Kevin Rhodes conducts the Traverse Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The March of the Swiss Soldiers, the Swiss Army to the Rescue. By the way, that reminds me of an old grade school joke. I just remembered it. Where does the Lone Ranger take his garbage? To the dump, to the dump, to the dump, dump, dump. Yeah, I know, I swim at dawn. Nonetheless, today's very exciting music from Rossini was performed by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kevin Rhodes. Today's episode had the answer for this week's Quizlet in it, so if you need to hear it again, you can find it at our website, kidscommute.org. Tomorrow, we will hear all the parts that we learned this week stitched together. We will hear the entire William Tell Overture. And a reminder, 1 week from today, our Kids Commute Live Circus Extravaganza concert is happening. We are so excited about it. We have a big rehearsal coming up today. It's the Interlochen Wind Symphony and the theater department, and they have cooked up so many wonderful surprises and things for you. Please come to the concert. Come for free. Bring your family, bring your friends. Here's how you get tickets. Just send a text to our Kids Commute text line, area code 231-237-7482. Put the word tickets in your message and tell us how many tickets you would like and what name we should save them for you. Those tickets will be held for you at will call. And don't forget to show up an hour early at 6:30 because we have all kinds of neat circus activities happening before the concert. Again, more details at kidscommute.org. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.